only thing truckers are interested in is how fast their trucks will go and how far their CBs will reach.
Well, hello, my friend. Thanks for joining me, Jim Campbell, for today's video. As you know, we do everything or talk about everything trucking related. Today's video is going to be about the truck shows. You know, summertime is almost, or actually springtime is almost upon us. And it's that time where, you know, they're all going to be out. All the truck shows are going to be running over the weekends from now all the way through October, November, you know. Now, the largest truck show just ended with MATS, 2004 MATS, M-A-T-S. That's Mid-American Truck Show for 2024 just ended. It was held in Louisville, Kentucky. But don't worry. Don't let your heart, you know, be troubled. There's many other truck shows, major truck shows, right around the corner coming up. Before we go further, please like, subscribe, remember to ding, ding, ring that notification bell at the bottom. Truck shows are a great place to take the family. You know, little boys, little girls, they love seeing the big trucks. And you think about it, if truth be told, it's probably one of the major reasons why you became a trucker. You know, everybody's got that little boy, little girl still in them that loves big trucks, you know. But you go to these truck shows and they've got it all. They got these behemoths that are all decked out, all the chrome, all the customizations, you know, the interior, the exterior, all the things that they do to these tractors. I mean, you're falling in love. You're hearing nothing but oohs and ahs. And make sure you take a video camera if your cell phone, you know, doesn't take good video and good pictures, but you want to have this for posterity. But most of the truck shows are held over weekends, you know, be it over a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or a combination of the above, you know, a Friday, Saturday, or a Saturday, Sunday, or maybe a three-day event, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, such was the case with the 2004 MATS, once again, Mid-American Trucking Show that just finished up in Louisville, Kentucky. But that was a three-day event. But once again, there's many more coming up on the horizon as we fast approach spring. Also, at these truck shows, there's going to be booths set up all over the place by the different vendors. You know, it's pretty cool to see the prototypes, you know, of what's coming around the corner with regard to new technology for the trucks. Or a lot of the vendors have booths set up where you can purchase different odds and ends for your tractors to customize your rig, you know. And don't forget that there's also going to be food booths, you know, set up where you can buy vendor food and soda pop and even a beer if you want a beer, you know. But think of going to a truck show almost like going to the county fair, you know. But instead of going and seeing or riding on the Ferris wheel or the merry-go-round or whatever the rides they have at the county fair, you're going to see beautiful machinery, you know, customized machinery, you know. And another thing is, it's a hell of a lot cheaper, you know, taking the family to a truck show than it is going to the county fair, you know. Going to a truck show, now, it's going to, you know, if you're going to be showing your equipment, there's going to be a registration fee, so make sure that you do it well ahead, you know, to get a spot. So there is registration fees, but by registering and showing your equipment, if you have one of these, you know, fancy customized rigs and you want to show off, yeah, there's a registration fee, but you have an opportunity to win various items because they have contests. You know, which one, like a beauty pageant, you know, for trucks. And most of them also have competitions. That's another nice thing about going to truck shows. There are competitions, drag races, truck pulls, you know, all kind of different stuff. But there's so much to do. Take your family. If you get a chance to go, go. I know I live 45 miles southeast of Pittsburgh, and the closest upcoming one for me is going to be in York, PA, which is about a 3.5-hour ride or so. So, but I'm definitely going to check it out. Peeking ahead, like I said, spring is right around the corner. And over the next 3 months, April, May, June, there's like 17 major trucking shows that are coming up on the horizon. In April, there's four different major shows. But wouldn't you know it, that seems like two of them are running at the same time and two others are running at the same time. So month of April, once again, has four major truck shows. On April 19th and April 20th, you had the Swamp East Missouri Truck Show, which is held in Sikeston, Missouri. And you also have the Desert Diesel Nationals held in Chandler, Arizona, which is basically a suburb of Phoenix, Arizona. But you also have the same thing happening with the other two truck shows that are going to be in April. You got the 75 Chrome Shop truck show, which is held in Wildwood, Florida on April 26th through April 28th. And at the same time frame, you also had the Trucking for Kids truck drags and show, which runs between April 27th and April 28th in Irwindale, California. So, but if you have an opportunity to check either one of those, you need to go. It's an experience. Make a weekend of it. You know, if you got vacation time coming up, take a few days off. Take the wife and the kids, or have a ball. Or even if you're just a single guy and you happen to be cruising through the area, you know, and you say, oh, you know, you can buy you can park your rig, you know, buy a ticket at the gate and check it out, you know, over that weekend before you, you know, mosey on down the highway to where you got to be for that Monday delivery or whatnot. But over the course of April, May, and June, there's a total of 19 different major truck shows. Once again, April has four, but they're clashing, two over one same time period, and the other two are different ones. But of the 11 taking place in May, same thing. You got a lot of them going over the same time frames, over the same weekends. So, but you can get a listing. I'll give you a listing here, but you can see which one you want to go to, and just, if you possible, plan your day, or you know, plan your week around, you know, stopping and seeing these shows. I mean, you'd be glad you did. Trust me. Month of June is like the month of April, where there's only four major truck shows taking place in the month of June, and once again, as fate would have it, they're running over the same time frame as well. You know, all of them, all four, run between June 6th and June 9th. So take your pick, but good news is they're scattered. These truck shows are scattered across the country. So they're not limited just in Florida, just in California, you know, whatever. But they're scattered out and they're all over the place. Everywhere from Michigan to Florida to California to Missouri to Pennsylvania. The one I'm going to go to, York. Now, I'll tell you what. If there's one show that I would really want to go to, it'd be the NHRDA Desert Diesel Nationals, which is going to be held in Chandler, Arizona, which once again is basically northern Phoenix is where it's located at. But I'd really like to go to that one. It's going to be over April 19th, April 20th. Everything from drag racing to the truck beauty contest to truck pulls to so much to do. You have a ball. You need to go. You need to go. So, all right, my friends. If you've been there before, send me some pics. Tell me a story. Comment below. You know, other than that, please like, subscribe, and don't forget to ding, ding, ring that notification bell below. I really appreciate it. Thank you, my friends. Take care. Be well. Bye-bye.
I can hardly wait till I'm a trucker.